studios in New York City. This is Charlie Rose.
We begin this evening with the continuing search for answers in Las Vegas. Here is the CBS Evening News.
Investigators are no closer to understanding what may have inspired 64-year-old Stephen Paddock to create such carnage. His preparations were so elaborate, including placing cameras outside his room, that investigators believe Paddock may have had an accomplice. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo.
Stephen Paddock is a man who spent decades acquiring weapons and ammo and living a secret life, much of which will never be fully understood.
Everybody go!
This new video obtained by the Review Journal shows the harrowing moments as the attack unfolded.
He's been shot. Do we have medical setup somewhere yet?
Police have now pinpointed a more exact timeline. At 10:05 p.m., Paddock fired the first shots from the Mandalay Bay. 10 minutes later, the shooting stopped. At 10:18, Paddock fired more than 200 rounds through the door of his room, wounding a security guard in the leg.
We can't go yet.
After that, Paddock fired no more bullets into the music festival. He may have had more in mind.
You suggested that after he saw the security guard that his concern became himself. Did you see any evidence that he planned to survive this or try to escape?
Yes.
Can you tell us what was that?
I can't tell you.
At 11:20, police used an explosive to break through Paddock's front door.
From his room on the 32nd floor, Paddock not only sprayed bullets into the music festival, some of his shots also hit these aviation fuel tanks on the edge of the airport. Investigators are trying to determine whether those were stray bullets or he intended to hit the tanks.
This guy is absolutely the boogeyman.
Randy Sutton, retired from the Las Vegas Police Department, is a consultant for CBS News.
This guy used tremendous tactics. This showed training. Where did he get that training? Who helped him train him to use those weapons as he did?
Puerto Rico continues to reel in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. More than 2 weeks after the storm, half the population doesn't have access to drinking water. 95% of the power grid remains down. The official death toll is 34, but the governor says he expects that number to rise. CBS News correspondent David Begno has been reporting from the hardest hit areas of the island. Here's a look at some of his reporting.
Residents of Puerto Rico waded through the mess Hurricane Maria left behind. Flooding is widespread, and electricity is non-existent. 20 minutes from San Juan in Cataño, police and volunteers are working to rescue people trapped by Maria's storm surge. They help this man and his dog.